The other area you have to consider while looking for a place to sit, a place to meditate, is the nature of the Dharmapalas, the local spirits, the spirits of the rocks, the nature spirits, the elemental spirits, and the whole pantheon of spirits. Another reason why Bodhi maybe is not ideal is that it has every caste in the country's protector spirits around it. And you can't meditate in a place without taking stock of the local spirits, the whole local spiritual realm. This may be a very good support for staying in the West, because there are none, or you are aware of them, or you will become aware of them and identify them. Whereas here, to actually come to terms with them, finally, is an enormous effort in its study and in its extremely complex supernatural realm that you're dealing with, a certain stratum. Yes, but in general, in inhabited areas, in the mountains, not so.
But the whole valley.
In the valley, for sure.
There's a lot of.
And in India, all over. That's why very good reason for the Indians went to the Himalayas, because they were free of the stuff.
Does that mean that local powers could be working against you?
Absolutely, yes. Yes. There's a lot of black magic in this valley. In Bodhi too, witches abound. In town. In the Newars almost without exception, these castes are into black magic. They have some element of shamanism coming from the north.
So you would come here thinking this was a good place to achieve some realization, and then you'd have malevolent things.
Absolutely.
Attempting to impede your realization.
Yes.
So I came to the wrong place.
Not necessarily at all, because the power of Bodhi itself works for you, plus your ignorance works for you. The longer you stay, the more aware you become of it.
Finally, my ignorance worked for me.
But people who stay now, say Marlene, she's been, 3 or 4 years here, and she's still really unaware of this level of obstruction, or this level of existence, this level of obstruction. And a lot of people who stay around Bodhi, just stay with the lamas, don't become aware of the local spirits. Of course, the lamas are doing pujas all the time to keep them down, or propitiate them, or to subdue them, to destroy them, whatever. They know about it only too well.